Hi, everybody. Welcome to Paul Listed Behind the Curtain, our opportunity to step into the world of theater and the arts each week. And today, we're going to take a look at a family that puts the arts and theater and Broadway right on the front burner with their incredible style. You've probably seen them on America's Got Talent, but if not, you've seen them in so many other places. And by the way, if you're in the Chicagoland area, they're coming near you soon. So let me introduce you to the Sharp Family Singers. Hi, everybody. Welcome. So now we got to start by just introducing you. I think most people know who you are, but what do I know? So let's start. We've got mom and dad, Ron and Barbara. And then let's go in order. I'm sorry to do this, but let's go in age, because the first one who joined the family was Samantha, and you came along. And then came Logan some years after that. And then picking up the background, we get the twins. We actually have twins. You couldn't have even planned for that. Connor,
oh, yeah.
Hayden, I'll let you, yeah. You probably said, we got to have, you know, we've got to have six people in this thing. So yeah. If it worked for the Bradys, yeah. It's got to work here. So... Anyway, Ron and Barbara, let me come to you, because before they came into the picture, you guys had met, and you actually met on Broadway.
Long time ago.
Yes, a long time ago, as Connor said. you know, Barbara and I met in the Broadway show Les Mis, which back in the day was like more popular than Wicked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the show to be in. And I was playing Marius, the young lead, and Barbara was Cosette. And we actually kissed on stage before we really got married, because we had to for the job. And after 1,000 times, we finally did get married and started a family. So, yeah, that was a little bit ago, but we've been having more fun now than ever.
Yeah, well, you gave the age away when you said I was Marius and she was Cosette.
exactly.
You told me you were Jean Valjean, I'd go, well, that's a different era that we're talking about. But
well, I was Valjean. For about 8 years, yeah.
Okay. Father, which is weird.
Yeah. Okay. It was because I was a great singer, but it's because I think I gained 20 pounds. So I became the old guy. So
I love it. And we might have to have you do Bring Him Home for a while, just as we're watching. Samantha, you're the first that enters into this family. When did you, as kind of the baby initially, was there singing around the house all the time? I mean, how did you get exposed to all of this? Because all of you are singers in this group.
That is so true. I was just looking at some baby videos, and these two were singing to me every single second. Like, we couldn't do anything without Dad making up songs for what we were doing in the day. And then you guys told me this. I saw a video of it, but they said I was doing harmony before I was a year old. They literally taught me how to do harmony with them, like three-part harmony. So it was just, it was definitely learned, and also I think natural because of where I come from, but We worked on singing every day without me even realizing. It was just for fun.
Yeah. Wow. Then Logan, you come along, and now look, some people might have said, you know, here's Logan. He's going to be out playing baseball and soccer and all that. And the last thing, and maybe your parents thought this, I don't know, we're never going to get him as part of this group. Where did the magic start for you?
You know, it is funny because you can't tell because they're all, both these two back here standing on stilts right here, but I'm 6'3".
So I was 6'3"?
Yeah, so I grew up playing basketball. I never wanted anything to do with singing until my high school year. They did the show High School Musical, and they had to audition the basketball team because nobody could dribble the ball. And I ended up being able to sing pretty good. I got Troy, I got the lead, and then after that, I kind of just fell in love with it. I did like 20 more shows that
Then you
year.
Said singing was cool, because for a while, he's like, it's cool. It's only cool to do sports.
Then I realized I'm not going to go to the NBA, so I should probably take a different path.
Yeah,
so I started singing, joined the family, and I never looked back.
And Barbara, at that time, were you thinking our plan is working?
Yeah, that's true.
You written know, all out.
We would always sing around the house. So it wasn't a job. It was just fun. So one by one, each kid would always hear us singing and want to be part of it. So yeah, our evil plan worked.
And then come the twins. And how amazing that both, I mean, this could have ended up with, you know, maybe Connor saying I'm the singer and then Aiden going, not me, I'm going to do it. But here you both are, you both have incredible voices as well. So I won't take you as a pair. I'll take you individually. I think it's Connor. You're a few minutes older, right?
No, this guy. Aiden, and it's not a few minutes. It's 28 seconds.
Okay. So let's go with the 28, the 28 second older Aiden. Did you just kind of watch your older brother, older sister, and just go, well, I guess this is where I'm going?
Well, yeah, because our family did shows all around the state, like everywhere in our country. And they were going to Florida and going to Disney World. I was like, I don't want to go there. And then Dad said, you know, you got to join the show if you want to go to Disney World. I was like, sign me up.
And Connor, you said if he's going, I'm going.
Exactly. Part of it. Yeah, see, like Sam was like so way back when. She was like, you know, going to the theaters with her mom and dad while they were producing the shows, Tale of Two Cities. So she got to see all the theater stuff. I mean, we were pretty late. So, you know, that's not, they were, and I'm not going to say this, but kind of out of your primes a little bit. So. But then they would eventually do their, like, every now and then shows. And we'd be like, well, where are you guys going? Like, going to Florida, having a fun time. I'm stuck here and doing nothing.
We were working.
And then also, and then you guys were like, wait, you're getting paid for this too? $20, I'll go.
Did any of the kids, when this all started out, were any of you either stage shy or did you have an issue in terms of getting in front of people?
I did, for sure. I had stage fright, and I felt like every time, I was just so nervous every time, and every time I did it, I just had to force myself. You had to just keep putting yourself in the stage fright, and then eventually I got over it. But for a while, I was so
scared. I mean, I get scared every time I go on stage, but then I realize I have the suit and tie on and everything. There's no backing out now, so I'm just going to go scared. You're scared before it happens.
Yeah. I once was doing a performance and I dropped a line in it and I kind of freaked out. Because I do what you do, I talked to somebody I knew, Donny Osmond, because that had happened to him. And I said, he had dropped a line in Joseph. And I said, Donny, what did you do? Because I was so afraid to go back on stage. And he said, Paul, you got to get right back on stage. And but for me, it's still there. It's still this nervousness about dropping a line. I kind of freak myself out and stuff. So take Donnie's advice. So you guys don't have to worry about it because you've got everything right, you know, all down. Ron, talk about the rehearsal process when you like who picks the new Broadway or Disney song or something you're going to do. There's always new stuff on the internet with you guys and TikTok where you're the kings of TikTok.
Well, when we were doing the concerts, you know, for the last decade or so, I kind of was in charge of everything. You know, and so I would decide what we're going to sing. And if Sam would have a new song, we would try it out. And the idea was either had to be well-known or so incredibly beautiful that we had to do it in the show. When we got to doing social media, I lost all credibility. And they tell me I know nothing about social media. So I just move the lights around and get the donuts now.
And bagels.
For the live shows, I'm still kind of the man. But we, you know, we put together a pretty fun show that has a lot of humor in it. It's like family stories and... You know, we sing everything from Bohemian Rhapsody to the Barbara Seville in the show. And so we have this whole giant range of things that we can really sing the phone book. So it's almost difficult because there's too much good stuff.
Yeah, and I think the best part about our show and the way that we made it is that, you know, you can go there with your grandparents, but you can also go there with the young kids and everybody will kind of enjoy it because there's something for everybody. Kind of like how we are. We have the older crowd. We got the really younger crowd. We got the really old crowd.
I noticed where you were pointing when you referred to the older crowd. I'm not sure the older crowd caught that, but I saw it. And Barbara, let me ask you, you know, the way you talk about that, when I first found you, I mean, I kind of looked at it. Was the impetus here? It could have been anything from the Osmonds. It could have been the Partridge family. It could have been the Brady Bunch. I mean, it could have sort of been any of those things. The King family, if you want to go back to my day. But what was it? Was there an impetus in terms of here's who we want to be?
Everyone calls us the Von Trapps or the. Partridge family. I mean, the Osmonds, of course. Hey, tell Donnie we'd love to sing with him. that ends the kids because they watched. They were little. I was like, watch Donnie Marie. And like, who's that?
Yeah.
They got done watching, right? And they're like, we love them. We were like wearing purple socks after that.
Big inspirations.
But those, they were a big inspiration because they were amazing, a great family, and they could really sing. And it's just fun to be singing with your family.
We didn't really plan this. I mean, that's the most interesting thing is we almost wanted to keep our kids away from the entertainment business because it's so competitive. And they kind of fell into it one at a time where they realized I do this pretty well and I enjoy this. And it's kind of fun to travel and do this exciting life. So
what we do different, though, than the other family singing channels of the past and people is we'll do anything from Disney to like rap songs and pop. We're not afraid of any genre. We do country, like anything. That we're just feeling that day.
It's popular. And that's, like it.
And sometimes people go like, I can't believe they did that song. It's like, I wouldn't imagine a family singing this like pop rock song or rap song, but that's what they like about it. They never know what to expect. We do it all.
Which also makes me wonder that, and I'm a Broadway guy. So for me, when you do the Broadway stuff, I'm all over it. But then you recently had the release of By the Way. So you're going in all these areas. But then I just have to ask you, do any of you have a personal preference? Like, you know, do you sort of say left to me, I would be doing Broadway or something else?
I love Broadway. Everyone knows I'm a Broadway baby. Like, I just, I'm a huge Broadway fan, theater kid through and through. So that's always my, definitely my top favorite genre. But I do like pop too. So it's really fun to sing pop songs as well.
Well, Broadway's pop now, right?
Yeah. A lot of Broadway's turning into pop. That's so true.
The best part about social media is that, you know, you're only going to get fed what you want. So when we do this type of song, that's going to go towards the people who like that thing, you know? So a lot of times when we do things that we like, sometimes a lot of people don't like that, you know, but when we do things that are in their category, they get pushed out to the right people that just need to see it.
Right. Yeah.
And the youngers of these, Connor, Aiden, do you have a preference?
Well, so they are like really in the Broadway world. We weren't in there as much. I still love Broadway. It's so much fun. But I also like the modern like pop songs. Like I'd like to be singing that.
Yeah, we find enjoyment, basically. I like everything.
I like to sing anything. If I can sing it, it's in my range, and I'll like
it. He'll sing it.
They like. And everything is in your range because your recent video of all of you trying to end Defying Gravity, little contests that go on among the Sharp Family singers. Listen, I have a theory about who amongst you might be the heartthrob, only proving to myself that I'm wrong. And I also have an answer to the question of which you do a lot of videos on. Apparently, a lot of people think there's another Sharp kid somewhere, but we don't get to see that kid. And it's not Chewy the dog. Here's my theory about the heartthrob. Logan, I would have said it's you. And I think you were for a while. But the more I watch the videos, you have rendered that crown to the twins. And I'll tell you why I think that, not because I think they're, I mean, they're you're lovely people, whatever, but there's been some live videos you've posted. One recently where one of you, I don't know what the deal was, but one of you got proposed to on stage and the other, the girls were going nuts with you guys. So right or wrong, Logan, was it your crown and have you passed it on?
I don't know if I ever had the crown, but if I did at one point, they definitely split it in half.
And that was me getting proposed to, and it was a crazy moment. I have to say that, but you know,
that was not planned. That just happened.
Yes,
they had two proposals.
Yeah, someone else proposed to me after the show
with rings,
and it was some like middle schooler. I'm like, because I'm singing, and she's looking at me. I'm like, what does she want? Because she's been like waving me over all the whole entire show. I was like, what is she doing? And then she comes close. And then Sam tells me to go get it. And I'm just,
I really think that all started when Ninane changed our hairstyle.
Ah.
It took one
hairstyle. I don't know. We looked like, hairstyle. I don't know, not as good when we had the side
part. Little wee boys. That's
it. What about the hair?
It was like a little tiny baby, but what? Then when we. The hair, everyone's like,
you're all getting older and the hairstyle changes. That's just what sort of happens. Now let's address the other rumor we have to talk about. And that is the other Sharp kid that apparently is locked in a closet somewhere.
We don't speak about
it. You have a lot of fun. Well, I don't know whether there is one or not, but here's my theory about it.
Please.
I think Ron and Barbara, mom and dad, you decided if there's a kid and the kid can't sing, they're not in this family.
Someone's got to hold the camera.
Listen, we haven't been denying that, but yeah, somebody does have to hold the camera.
Okay. And if it is a Sharp Family kid, they can't sing, can they?
No. Well, they think they can, which is the funny part.
We're working on it.
Someday.
We're doing less.
I love it. Ron, was this sort of, you know, let me go back to your Broadway days with you and Barbara, but I know you said you didn't expect this to happen. Did you think that at this point in life, you and Barbara would just still be doing Broadway shows? I mean, you don't live in New York City and you don't live in LA, the Hollywood thing. So how did you make this work given the fact that you're kind of off that beaten path?
Well, we talked about, you know, during COVID, we had a bunch of concerts that were just canceled, like 2 years worth of concerts, 100 concerts canceled for us to make a living. And everyone's stuck in their house, and we started to make videos. Samantha said, let's try this thing, TikTok, originally.
And for anything business-wise, it was funny because it was just for fun. And even then, Sam was like, you were saying, there's this TikTok. And we were like, what's a TikTok? And he's like, don't worry, just grandmas will see it.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, and our friends, and don't worry, it's no big deal. And so we said, all right, we'll just have fun and sing on it. And little did we know.
Any of you got a Broadway offer these days, would you take it?
I think so.
I would.
That kids would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't mind separately. Even, you know, like the twins just recorded a pop song just with them featured on it, High School Sweethearts. Then we have Samantha that's been doing songs on her own, and Logan, and then we have the kids have their own kind of pop channel that, you know, we're just in the back clapping, saying, okay, we don't have to do anything for this. So one of the good things about being in the group is you don't have to be there for every time we record now, because it might just be Samantha one day, or the twins, or Logan.
We divvy it up.
Yeah, we divide it up. So it's not as difficult as it used to be.
Yeah, let's talk about AGT for a moment. I've known several people who have been on, you know, finalists and one and whatever on AGT, and have gotten to talk to them. When you guys were appearing, I loved it. I like couldn't wait to watch. Let's be honest, it didn't go perhaps as it should have, meaning you didn't win. But that being said, at least for somebody I know who was on there, sometimes they seem to know when they have somebody who is true talent and kind of acknowledge, you're not going to win this thing. Like, you're kind of really, so can you, what can you share about the AGT experience for folks who watched you? We're also disappointed that, you know, I think as Simon Cowell said, you folks belong on Broadway, not here.
We love Terry Crews, by the way.
What I can say is the crew's reaction to us after we sang, like just in the sound check and stuff, they came up to us and they're like, wow, you guys have real talent. I was like, do they do this to everyone? And I just felt like in that moment, they were like letting us know, like, you guys are great. Don't worry what happens on the show, because sometimes some things can be twisted for television, you know, for storylines and things.
Shocking.
I know. So, you know,
and it's a reality show. So,
I mean, I went into it like, everyone said to me, like, don't worry, like, you're not going to win probably. It's all rigged, I'm sure. And we all went in with like a lot of confidence going, like, no matter what, you can't go in thinking you're going to lose. Yeah. So we're like, we're going to go in thinking we have a chance at least.
Well, we just had fun. And we really had fun. It was
happy we did that.
And we were on American Idol. Samantha was on American Idol 2 years before that. And the whole family sang for Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. So we kind of been through that window a little bit.
For somebody that had stage fright, Sam.
I know.
Tell you, it's something.
Probably the craziest thing ever.
So many.
I think she's going to be on Survivor next. I don't know what's going on with. No, that's a Logan thing. That's a Logan.
I went away at AGT because all of them started panicking and being nervous. And then I felt like I had to step up for them. And I was kind of the lead in that first song we did. And I usually would go out nervous, but because there, for the first time, I saw the twins nervous.
The second performance was insane.
So I was like, we got to lock in right now.
Live backstage before we did our second performance.
Live.
They put the inner ear in me. I couldn't hear anything. No, you already couldn't hear anything without the inner ear. I couldn't hear anything. They were blasting music in the monitor. I was getting pushed around everywhere. People were like checking my mic. And then they just shoved me out on stage. I was like, okay, I guess we're doing
this. They can just throw you out there.
They're like, hey, how's it going? Okay, go. We're like, you know, like, so American Idol, you just sing for the judges, but at AGT, you walk out for the judges and 2,000 people.
It's
very exciting.
And is that and Connor, is that a good thing or bad? Like the fact that it's one thing, I know you weren't doing, you know, the American Idol, but I mean, would you rather said just give me the four judges or no, give me this audience?
Well, the audience is
they hype you up.
It was awkward at American Idol to some degree.
Yeah, when
you sing and then nobody claps and you're just like.
It was so silent in America.
But Barbara, did you, after AGT, I mean, here's, again, from the people I know who've done the show, listen, people who have not won that show have done a heck of a lot better than people who have won that show. And that's true for American Idol. One of the very first people did not win American Idol, but who I got to know a little bit was Adam Lambert. And I remember saying to him, you know, you didn't win, but dude, look out. I think his career has worked a little bit.
Absolutely. And I was saying Benson Boone was on that was our season with Sam.
American Idol.
They got kicked off the same time.
No, he just left.
He just left. Us, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go do something else now.
You know, they do guide you as to what to sing. So, you know, they kind of say, you know, you did Broadway, try something else. So they kind of tell you what to sing. And so you're put kind of in that position where do I sing that or do I fight that or, you know, and so, you know, you go out there and do the best you can with what they're, you know, they're letting you do.
Yeah.
Some people, Logan, they, you know, they're sort of like, yeah, I've been living in my car and now I'm on the stage here singing for everybody. And of course, get ready because that's going to win. But that's fine. It's fine. They're very talented people. I'm not judging it. But on the other hand, here you guys perform for a living. So I was sort of curious as you went into this, I'll just post this one to Logan. I mean, did you sort of like, okay, folks, we got to talk about how we're going to in other words, you got the game, I think, a little more than other people who found themselves in a performance mode for the first time. How many of those people say all I do is sing around the house?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like majority of the people there, this was the first time they've ever performed their act in front of thousands of people. Obviously, we have done that before, but I think for us, it wasn't really about our story. More so, it was about like spreading the happiness and the joy of family.
I mean, everybody. I just wanted to sing on the stage. I thought you guys were pretty.
I told everybody the whole time. I said we got to go there for the experience because the experience was great. Obviously, you have the highs and lows of the first time and the second time, but
the problem is, they did ask us, you can tell. Story? As you can tell from our videos, we're very competitive people, so we like the competition part of the show, and we it's like a game. So we want to win.
Wait, you mean that's the competition I see on all your TikTok? That's just not just for fun.
No, that's real.
Oh, no, we're in the game.
Intense. Sometimes we do videos, we do these challenge videos, and mom will start arguing the rules, and I'm like, mom, we're not like on a game show right now. Like, they're actually matter.
Fair. It cannot that be cheating. Be fair.
Although I do notice, depending on if it's sort of like hitting a certain note or holding the longest note or something, it seems to be Dad Ron who's the last to do it, because I think we know who's going to win it.
We did our first sitting on the stairs video, and I would try to give ideas all the time, and I get no, dad, no. I heard about no 10 times, and one time I walked up to Sam, I said, at the end, should I sing a really loud high note? And she goes, yeah. And that was the start of it, really. So I became obnoxious, and since then, I've been obnoxious.
Yeah, there's 300 ideas, and one hits, and I'm like, perfect, do it.
Yeah, and those sitting on the stairs videos, that's the older Sharp family, right? That seems, those are a while ago.
Yeah,
I know.
To bring it back here. We have a lot of.
You got to get back on the stairs.
You've got. It seems like you show up somewhere. I don't know. You're a shopping center, and boom, things are exploding all around you with you guys. You guys singing. So, Aiden, let me ask you this question: as we sort of get ready to wrap up here, but Ron's not going to like this. 20 years from now, are the Sharp family singers on stage? Are they singing 20 years from now?
I mean, Dad always said, "Yeah, when I get older, I want you to wheel me out on the stage, let me sing a high note, and wheel me back out."
Yes, I said when you play Madison Square Garden or United Center, when you're out there performing, just wheel me out, and then they can turn it off, and that'll be it.
I mean,
fine.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah, that's a wish. That's a wish.
You may say wheel me out. He may do that, and then walk off stage and leave you. So let's you know. Guys, it's been so much fun getting to know you and spend some time. I want to remind people that, again, November 8th, you're at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. And I hope maybe on the next tour we'll get you a little closer to downtown Chicago and get you here. And I'd love to see you in the city. But you guys are all over, and people should go to sharpfamilysingers.com because you have a lot of merch, too, which I love. And there's a subscription thing people can get, you know, interact with you, and you're just really open to your fans, and really, and apparently you accept proposals, so there's no limit as to what we're allowed to do. So I thank you for being with me, and while we didn't have time for you to sing, I'm wondering if there's anything you want to sing us off with on this show.
Anything? Oh yeah, WGN guys, plus here we go
for it.
WGN.
Ah, you got the plus in there. Sharp Family Singers, thank you so much for being with me. We'll see you next week. I'm Paul Lisnick. Thanks for watching us here on Behind the Curtain. Remember, on Monday morning, this show will premiere on WGNradio.com and all the podcast platforms, so you can watch it again and again as much as you want. Bye-bye, everybody.